This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Not everybody in the NRA thinks the NRA needs to go away or needs to go down in flames or something. Some people actually want to solve the issues, work the angles, figure out how to not make this same mistake twice. And joining me now is one of those people. His name, he's started a movement called Save the Second, and his name is Anthony Garcia. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Tell me about Save the Second.
Well, we started our organization up here about 2 weeks ago. Our main mission here is to unite members and affect some real change inside of the NRA. Using that power of the members. Obviously there's a lot of issues going on with the NRA right now, but just letting them die we don't feel the way to go. So that's our main mission.
So to that end, how was this put together? How did this start? How did people come to this? What kind of reaction are you getting with this?
Well, as far as it started, it was myself and the Vice President Ron Carter. We got together and we both said, hey, we want to do something about this. And we found a few other like-minded people. We've got Rob Dinkus, Steve Hoback, and Andy Lander all on board. There are other board members. And we all just decided to get together and make something happen. Now, as far as the reaction that's going on, it's been fantastic so far. We've had very little negative reaction, a ton of positive support. It's gaining some steam for sure.
So let's talk about timelines. So
sure.
I'm up in Indianapolis. I'm sure you, were you in Indianapolis?
I was not this last time, no.
Okay. So I'm in Indianapolis. I'm seeing all this stuff happening. I'm not, most of the time I'm trying to find the Alyssa Milanos that show up to these things so I can just watch them sort of twist in the wind for all the effect they have.
Mm-hmm.
But, this time, you know, it was sort of overshadowed by what was going on because I kind of had this feeling. Well, let's put it this way. When I was looking with what I do in radio, I have a marketing team that works for me, and I have a affiliate relations guy that helps me get affiliates. And if I don't have affiliates, then me and you are just talking together. And it sounds great, but, you know, we're not talking to anybody. And so to that end, in order to get those affiliates, I had to work for them and pay for them and, you know, get, you know, pay somebody to go get them and that kind of thing. And when I was watching what was going on with Cam and company about a year and a half ago, and I realized he was on satellite. If people that are on satellite are normally on terrestrial radio too. Because satellite, there's no way to quantify any sort of demographic. And there's certainly no way to quantify who's listening when. So, I looked at that, and I was a little puzzled by that, that that would be the only place he was at, because I thought the Cam and Company show was a big show. And then I found out that sometime last year, he got kicked off of SiriusXM and the Outdoor Channel, which made him a webcast podcast. And then I realized I had been backstage with Ted Nugent when in 2016 in Louisville. And I saw the production apparatus that was there. And I mean, it was like looking at Houston when they've got a space shuttle in flight. I mean, it was very impressive. Their production quality is second to none. And it certainly isn't free. And I came to this realization that this was all about appearance for the sake of appearance, but I could not ever find anybody that watched NRA TV, for example. And that's when I began to question, well, how much are we paying for this? I mean, you know, I'm a member of the NRA. How much is going into this, and why aren't you getting into something that has some reach? And so when Indianapolis happened, when the Oliver North stuff happened and everything else, I was sort of like, oh, well, this is the beginning of it. This is the water going out and the tsunami building up. And since Indianapolis, it's just been painful, hasn't it?
Yeah, to say the least. It's one thing after another.
Yeah. This, what do you think of, what are your thoughts regarding Chris Cox and his removing himself from NRA after all the time he's been there?
I think he just kind of fell back into a corner personally, with what was, with him being suspended. First, it's a darn shame. But secondly, I think he mostly just fell back into a corner, and maybe that was just the end of it for him there. I'm hoping he's going to speak out about it, hoping he's going to put out a statement. But
how much of a is that a wound to NRA, to lose him?
I believe so. Yes, sir. I think he was one of the good guys, personally. And I do think that was a wound to them. But it also exposes more of the, at this point, I'm willing to call it incompetence at the executive level on the part of Wayne LaPierre. I think that just more exposes that issue.
For me right now, if I was in Wayne LaPierre's place, and believe me, I've never been close to Wayne LaPierre's place. It's probably a good thing I'm not in charge of anything. But if I'm in his place, and I'm looking at this organization, this association that I have been a part, how long has he been the EVP?
Oh boy, long time.
A long time.
Yeah, and, long time.
And I mean, other executive vice presidents have served nowhere near as long as he has. There's no one that's done it, have they?
Mm-hmm.
So, in his place, if it was about, and this is the damning thing for me, the damning thing that I realize or I think, if I was in it for the cause, I would quit. I would very grandiosely, I would get out there, I would make a deal with you guys on the board or who, you know, and I would say, I'm going to remove myself from this. I do expect you to pay me for my time, but I'm getting out and I'm going, and let's try to fix this now. And I would resign. And I wouldn't even, I would make sure that all the Josh Powells and all the Brewers and all this other guy, people, I would tell them, thanks for your help. I wish you luck. You're probably going to get fired as soon as I walk out of the building. And I would do that, but that's not what's happening, is it?
Not yet.
No. We're coming up on the first break. How would they find Save the Second? How do people get involved?
If somebody would like to get involved, it's savethe2a.org and Save the Second on Facebook. And there's plenty of ways that website can get involved.
Go check that out. I know some of the other people that are involved in this. You've got some activist heavyweights involved in it. We'll talk about that maybe in a little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Anthony Garcia from Save the Second, which is now, are you a member of the board of directors, Anthony? I've never asked you that.
I'm the president of the organization, actually.
I'm talking about of the NRA board.
Oh, the NRA board? No, I'm not.
So, yeah, I knew you were the big dog on Save the Second. Have you ever heard of John Jacob Rhodes or Hugh Scott? Do you know who those guys were?
I've heard the names.
See, back in the 70s, a guy named Barry Goldwater and John Jacob Rhodes, and Rhodes was in the House, and Hugh Scott was the Senate Republican leader, and Barry Goldwater was just his senior senator from Arizona, I think. And they went to the Oval Office, and they sat in front of Richard Nixon and said, "You got no support in Congress, Mr. President. So if you don't want to be impeached, you'd better quit." NRA is not at that point. Nobody has gone to Wayne LaPierre and said to him, you know, for the good of the organization, you know, you might want to think about getting out of here. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
Well, I don't know. I wish somebody had. It seems to me that somebody should have.
Yes, sir.
as to whether it has or not, I don't know.
Well, I mean, when I got home from Indianapolis, I heard about the board of directors meeting where Wayne LaPierre was reelected unanimously, right? And I know that was not actually true.
Correct. Yes.
I know that was not actually true. And then I started hearing about the coup against Wayne LaPierre. And I'm beginning to look at him now. I had a chat with leadership the other day with NRA, and I'm trying to coax them to come on the show and everything else. And I know I'm going to have to handle them to a degree with some amount of kid gloves, simply to keep them here, to keep them talking. But it boils down for me that this is the cult of Wayne now. It's not the NRA anymore. It's the cult of Wayne, because apparently Wayne LaPierre being in charge is more important than the NRA being the heavyweight. I mean, NRA is coming out right now and saying, well, we back this and we applaud that, and we're going to take care of this and we're going in this direction. And nobody cares right now, do they?
No, not at all. That's an interesting point. They have massively steered off course from what they should be, a Second Amendment, a promoter of the Second Amendment. And now, as you say, yes, it's the cult of Wayne LaPierre. It's his cult of personality. It's his, I guess, his personal piggy bank at this point.
Right.
But yeah, that's right.
Do you think that's just going to go on until there's just nothing left?
No, I don't think so. Because it is our mission to reform this thing. If we weren't involved and we weren't doing something and people weren't stepping up and helping, then yes, I absolutely think it would eventually fall apart. But there's been a really, really good amount of support coming out, a lot of members that want to get involved, and I think we have a chance to save this thing.
You've got some board members that are sort of on board with you. We don't necessarily have to publicize them if we don't need to, because I know that's sort of a delicate thing right now at this moment. Although Alan West, for example, is he part of it? I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
I can't mention any board members'
names
at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I bet you Alan's in. Alan West is nobody's patsy. Nobody's patsy.
I like Alan West.
And he definitely, when he was running for election, I had had him on my show 3 or 4 times, but I never met him. So I met him in passing on the floor, and I asked him to bring a military perspective, if he would, to the board of the NRA if he won his election. I wished him good luck. I'm not a voting member of the NRA. I don't intend to invest the money it takes to become a voting member of the NRA, because they're at this moment, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I want to be wrong, Anthony, they're not interested in what the membership has to say, are they?
I think at this moment, you are completely correct as far as the majority or, well, the majority of their executive leadership team goes. There are board members that are very interested in what members have to say. And I'm sure a lot of people listening may have had those interactions and seen those board members. But as it goes, yeah, the top is not interested. A lot of the board members are not interested. Willis Lee is a good example. You can just look through his Facebook page and see that. So, yeah, you're correct. A lot of them are not interested at all.
How many of them would you think are of the same caliber as a board member as, say, Marion Hammer? And I got to tell you something. I'm tired of Marion Hammer. I don't know how you feel about her. I'm tired. She hasn't budged out of Florida in nearly a decade, and then they rallied her to come to Indianapolis, and she gets up there, I guess, to tell the board what they need to do. And I've heard her phrase a few things out there, a few different ways, like, you know, this is not what we're looking for. Who are you, lady? Who are you? You don't need to get out there and talk this talk. I want to see board members that are not just out there because they think the business card is cool to have. I want to see some activist board members. And it just sort of irritates me that she gets out there. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and what I want to ask you when we get back, how long do you think this is going to take? Do you think we're going to see this happen before the election? This is a bad time for this to be happening in the middle of an election. And do you see anything effective coming out of the NRA as you're in the middle of trying to save it with your group? And I'm sure there's other groups trying to collaborate with you and all that other stuff. So that's what I want to talk about when we get back. Tell everybody how they can find you and Save the Second, please, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is savethe2a.org. Savethe2a.org, and we are on Facebook at Save the Second.
I'm not surprised that a movement like this started, because the NRA is not too big to fail, but it would be such a shame to lose what we do have. So we'll be right back. My guest is Anthony Garcia. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Salt Lake City say missing 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick was kidnapped and murdered, and prosecutors are bringing charges against the suspect, who's now in custody. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown.
The man charged with these horrific and tragic crimes is the person of interest. Ayola Adese Achaya. I will not be saying the killer's name again.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleland is accusing reporters of misrepresenting the conditions at detention facilities on the southern border.
Unsubstantiated allegations last week regarding a single Border Patrol facility in Clint Station in Texas created a sensation. That's balanced somewhat, since several media outlets toured the Clint station and saw the actual conditions there, a clean and well-managed facility and well-equipped process. But frankly, much of the coverage is simply too late and is missing the story.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio State Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Anthony Garcia. He runs an organization called Save the Second, which is trying to maneuver the NRA into a more viable position. Now, let's say, first of all, I asked you how long do you think this is going to take. This is really a bad time for this to be happening in an election year, et cetera, et cetera. What are your thoughts on that?
As far as how long this is going to take, it's a good question. What I can tell you on our timeline so far, there's a director's meeting coming up soon in Alaska. We I'm playing this a little close to the chest, but we are expecting to make a splash there. And more will be put out about that as we get closer. And then for NRAM next year in April, we will be there. We will be there in force. There will be a lot of members there. And we're hoping to have a significant impact there as well. And that's what we're looking at in the short term. Long term, you know, it's a good question. It's going to come down to more developments, more things that could happen. Maybe something pushes Wayne LaPierre out of that executive seat. I mean, who knows? I mean, this could certainly take a few years. I don't know, to be honest with you. But that's anyway what we're looking at short term.
I'm very glad the economy is humming along the way it is, Because if it did depend upon the NRA doing something right now, they're not really capable of actually making that happen right now, are they? They're not capable of being the political operational force that they have been heretofore.
I think the organization itself could, but I think with the leadership they have at the moment, no, they cannot. Being in such disarray, they're just simply not organized at the moment to be the juggernaut that we need them to be in politics.
Right. Well, I mean, Cox is gone. I don't know who's taking his place. I couldn't tell you who was in place to take his place. Now relationships have to be redone. Because he's had, he's had a two-decade relationship with the people he's been dealing with. That's got to be started all over again. The people that are going to take his place, they're going to be tested. Oh my gosh, they're going to be tested. They're going to, they're going to lob so much stuff at them. And the only position they can possibly take just to try to get by is no movement at all, no budging at all. They certainly can't get out there and start talking about compromise. So whoever's taking his place, well, they got a tall order. But I mean, everybody's got a tall order. The leadership of the NRA since Indianapolis, there's no way. If they'd come to me and said, Bill, we're going to elect you president, we're going to pay you $1 million a year, and we're going to give you some hair implants, I'd have been like, well, I really would like to have the hair implants, but no, I'm not taking that job because there's no way I'm taking it. So, I question the ones that are in it. I talked to one this week, and I told him, I said, I thought you were crazy. I think you are crazy. Because Wayne LaPierre's put a lot of people in a really bad position. So, and if there was some way to redeem him, I would say let's go do that. But he's like Richard Nixon now. He's a lot like Richard Nixon. Now, for you guys, as you're trying to go along with this. Because this is not going to be an overnight thing. It should be an overnight thing. You shouldn't even have to exist. How much of an uphill? How much are you trying to swim upstream with the grizzlies out there waiting for the salmon? How much are you having to do that?
We are fighting upstream, and we are worried about the grizzlies. But thankfully, we at least have a rifle with us.
Yeah.
And that rifle is all the members of the NRA. Right now like I've already said, there's so many people reaching out to us. Just in the first couple of weeks, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people reach out to us. And that's not an exaggeration. The feedback has been overwhelming.
How many people have you spoken with that have told you, listen, I'm gone. Call me when the NRA gets rid of him. How many people have come to you and said that? Or how many people that you've reached out to have said that?
That certainly has been a sentiment going around. As far as the people that have come and interacted with us, I've seen that maybe half dozen times out of all the people that have wanted to get involved. To me, the sentiment is mostly people realizing that American gun owners are not going to be better off if the NRA goes away.
Right.
So trying to save the juggernaut, trying to save the 800-pound gorilla is kind of in our best interest, and it's people banding together. There are certainly some of those people with the more defeatist attitude out there that just want to see it burn or don't care. And, hey, they're out there, but we're going to do it without them, I guess.
I had Alan Gottlieb on from Second Amendment Foundation before you you join me for the second hour, and their membership and their donations is up about 25% since all this began. So they are, some people are moving with their wallets out of the way. How much of that do we think the NRA can take and still function?
Ooh, that's a good question. Not knowing their precise budget or seeing their budgets, I don't know. But I've had a lot of people ask me, should we continue to monetarily support the NRA? And I'm going to say no. Vote with your wallets. Hey, hit them where it hurts. If Wayne can't buy more suits, then he's going to notice. So, you know, people have asked, should we support other Second Amendment organizations? Absolutely. Get out there and donate to other Second Amendment organizations. Absolutely. Whatever organization you think is doing good work, awesome. But, yeah, hit them in their wallets. Hit them where it hurts. Absolutely.
The part where, and I'm sure you've seen this. I'm sure you have run into people where there is just no right answer at this moment. And trying to, the right answer that they want is unattainable, right? So for you, how much of that is something that they're trying to get you to deal with? Is anybody trying to co-opt Save the Second to, you know, maybe, well, this is what your mission statement was to begin with, but we would really like for you to do this. I tell you what, we only got about 40 seconds left, so don't answer that yet. Answer that yet. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Save the Second is a, what is this? It's an organization. It's a movement started and run by my guest here, Anthony Garcia. I know some of the people that know him. The people that I know that know him say he is a very serious individual. So here we have something in some very capable hands that we might actually see a little fruition come from, a little success come from, and I think it's very worthwhile to support him. How do they find you, sir?
Our website is at savethe2a.org. We're on Facebook at Save the Second. Come on over, get involved.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I'm talking to Anthony Garcia. He is the head of Save the Second, and I had asked him before we were going to break, has anybody offered to come and tell him how to run the organization better than he's doing it? That kind of thing. Because I saw that happen a lot with the Tea Party. Are you still there? Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that particular thing does tend to happen once you start to make some waves. When we did the recalls in 2013 here in Colorado, we had the exact same thing happen to us. We had the Republican Party want to take over action. But so far, I guess we haven't made big enough waves, so we're just going to have to make bigger ones because nobody's tried to take us over yet.
So, but you know that's coming.
I assume at some point it will be, yeah.
I presume, now, in this particular case, I wonder if it's going to be members or leadership.
I don't know. It's a good question. We'll have to take it on when it arrives.
Well, just hold that course. You have a leadership team in place with Save the Second?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, good. So it's not just you that they have to dispose of or get out of the way or get you to move on or something. So that's good.
No, we have a very loud attack dog. His name is Rob Pincus.
Rob is, I've had Rob on the show before. Rob is one of those guys that is both articulate and tactical. And, that's a very potent sort of package to bring on. I was wondering why they didn't somebody subpoena him here recently to
the NRA actually I believe it was in connection with the leak. He was actually deposed today, and we saved the second. We'll have the first statement from him, And I believe we're going to be doing that on Monday. So the first statement about what happened in that deposition from Rob will come on Monday through us.
That should be it's probably going to be quite entertaining for me to a degree, because they probably aren't used to this. I'm almost certain they're not used to this. So now, let me ask you this. And I'm drawing the same kind of parallel as I did with the Tea Party. Tea Party had some moderate success. They had big success in 2010, but that, you know, proved to be something they couldn't sustain.
Mm-hmm.
As you begin to gather momentum and everything, what are you going to do to try to keep this going, to sustain it when you start to make, you know, the next board election, you guys will probably get. You'll probably have quite a bit of influence with that. And if it lasts till the next board election, you'll probably have a lot more influence with that, as long as it continues to keep going and gathering momentum. How are you going to do that? How are you going to keep that momentum going?
The momentum is going to come from the discipline to keep plugging away from us on the board. Once we stop the board of STS, once we stop pushing in every way that we can, that's when that momentum is going to fall apart. As we gather people together, as we keep pushing, we start to see successes. As long as we keep working our butts off, I think it'll keep going. And that's going to be the trick.
Are you wooing? Well, I know that you've got some board members that support you. Are there any board members, and you don't have to name any of them, but are there any board members that are fully on board with you?
There are individuals inside the NRA in various positions that are on board with us, and there are other people that we're talking to. It's probably more people than you would think. It's safe to say that we believe we can have an effect, because there are a lot of people inside the NRA that want to see change. So.
I remember one thing. I saw something happen, and I'm going to presume you have to fight this to a degree as well. Anthony Calandro was running for the 76th, the at-large, or whatever you call it, whatever the 76th board member is, he was running for that.
And the one-year slot, yeah.
Yeah, and Anthony, I expected Anthony to sort of raise a little hell. But then and then when Wayne LaPierre got elected and they put their statement out there, everybody accused him and some of the people you know that are supporting you and everybody out there as folding, you know, just folding like a cheap tent. You know, just the wind hits them one time, boom, they're done. And how do you counter that? Because you're going to have to build some relationships with these guys. Some of them are going to be better than others, and the ones that are better, you know, some of them probably going to get a little tired of being accused of this or that or the other.
That brings up an interesting point. First of all, Mr. Calandro, he was all fire and brimstone going into it, and then he collapsed like a sack of potatoes. That was pretty disappointing. I have it from somebody who knows him extremely well that he's still on board. He's just trying to, I guess play politics or something. I don't know. But that does bring up another interesting point. How do you get these people to make the switch from status quo to, let's do this. Let's get it going. That is going to take a big spark. It's going to take something like NRAM, with hundreds of us showing up and putting our thoughts and feelings out there and saying, hey, this isn't right, this isn't okay, and taking over that members meeting. That's one way it could happen. And board members seeing, hey, if I want to get reelected, I better get behind this thing. And then they change their tunes a little bit. Or the people who are already on board, they just need another spark to follow. They need some reason to go public with their thoughts and feelings. It'll happen. We just need to keep pushing. We'll find that spark.
So he did collapse. He did fall down like a horse. Well, see, this is the thing, and I've tried to, whenever I'm talking Second Amendment issues with, like, politicians, when their consultant is there, they'll call to me and they'll say, how do I seem strong on the Second Amendment? And I will be telling them things that I think they should say, and I will hear their consultant go, right? And it's, you know, the problem is that most of these people that getting into these positions where they actually have to, I don't know, they have to work within the group, then they get into this sort of groupthink, and they think that just by the sheer will of their personality, the force of that personality, that everybody's, oh, Anthony's here, that means that we need to get the way, do things the way Anthony does it now that he's here. So, for somebody to make change, they got to get out there and they got to separate themselves from the herd, like Trump did. Trump is a great example. He was up against 17 other guys. All 17 guys were saying the same thing, and Trump was saying something else. And he pulled ahead and took it and won it. And that would work anywhere. That would work within the NRA. So I'm just waiting.
That is such a good point. There's so few people that are willing to separate themselves and stand up for whatever it is that should be stood up for. They're unwilling to separate themselves and make themselves different as opposed to the rest of the group. It happens very rarely.
Well, we're going to have to do this again, Anthony. We're running out of time, but, I mean, we're going to have to do this again and gauge the, you know, keep our finger on this pulse. And if, you know, you putting this out there, maybe some more people will join you just based off of this. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.